Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. We're taking a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of October 16th through the 23rd. We are moving through the last week of Libra season, and we are taking a look at the transitions that are underway as we move through these final months of 2019. We're ending a decade, we're entering a new phase of healing, growth, and development, and there's a lot going on right now. So we're going to have a very full show, and thank you for joining me. Welcome back to those who listen every week, and welcome to those who are listening for the first time. I've been doing this podcast for over 7 years now. I'm approaching episode 500 soon. And I love talking with you about astrology, energies, where we can trust ourselves more, where we can step into our power. I offer you a spiritual understanding of the energies. I bring in channeled information, and we just see what comes through during this podcast. And I have a lot to share with you in this show. It's always my intention that something resonates with you, something supports you, and that you even feel a shift in your energy. Perhaps you feel a validation or you feel a deeper connection to what you're going through. I hope you have an aha moment, something breaks through, something makes sense, and that overall this podcast is beneficial to your journey. Thank you to all of you who have listened for many years, and I'm excited to keep moving on this journey with you. So in this week, we have a lot of astrology, but what I'm going to start with is actually taking us back in time to 2012 and 2015. That's because we have a lot of energies happening right now in the collective that are stirring up these years. From 2012 to 2015, Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries were squaring each other at about 12 degrees. It was between 11 to 14 degrees. They did this dance of a square 7 times. Highly rare. Very unusual. This was a big deal. It was a big deal for astrologers, but it was a big deal for all of us, our individual lives, what we were experiencing. And there was essentially these big shifts happening that gave us very little to rely on in some areas of our life. It could have felt like you were trying something and then you had to start over, or you would do something and then it would end and you would start something new. It had uncertainty in it. And these were big developmental years for the collective consciousness because it helped set us on a new timeline trajectory for humanity's evolution. Now, you're probably familiar with the end of the Mayan calendar in December 2012. A lot of fear came up around that. It was simply calling out a shift in timelines, a shift in consciousness, and a new beginning point for our choices, our energy fields, what this planet could hold and develop, as well as what each of us were tasked with developing, growing, and understanding about ourselves. So during those 3 years, it could have been very big for you if you have any planets or points between 11 and 14 degrees of the cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And these are the energies of initiation. The cardinal signs begin every season. They begin spring, summer, fall, and winter. So they are when we begin something new. However, very little probably took root. And again, there's probably very little stability. Well, these years are being triggered for us again right now as the South Node in Capricorn is moving through 12 degrees of Capricorn and triggering where Pluto in Capricorn was, which stirs up a lot of intensity. And then you combine this revisiting energy with the most recent Aries full moon, we had a lot of energy up over the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 days. If you have felt big emotions, if you have felt difficulty sleeping, if you've been triggered, if you've had any kind of physical ailments, such as anything in your stomach, anything with the sinus, you know, anything odd or different, and you don't know where it has come from, if you've been moving through a lot that you thought you were done with, and you find yourself getting triggered again, or going down an emotional spiral, or something coming up, it most likely pertains to 2012-2015, and a revisiting of these energies. And I've actually been hearing that it can feel like PTSD. It can feel like that post-traumatic stress dis-ease around something you thought was done that's being revisited. And it's really uncomfortable. It's really unexpected. It stirs up your fight or flight. It can stir up survival energies. It can trigger, it's like it can even trigger a sense of self and the perspective that I thought I was done with this. I thought I healed from this. Why is this coming back up? Well, on one hand, this is happening in the collective because that south node in Capricorn is always clearing out. It's showing you what is complete, what is finished, what is done. It's revealing where you have grown, where the lesson's been learned, or something has served its purpose. This is why you could feel that you're done with a responsibility, with a role, with a commitment. This is where you can feel a desire for the new career, the next professional endeavor. There's a completion energy coming through. But first, it stirs up stuff. And as that south node hits where Pluto and Capricorn was, it's really deep. It's emotional. It's intense. It can trigger fears. It could trigger this sense of you have to go back and fight something, go back and take care of it. It's an energy of going back. And the perspective I want to offer you is that the Pluto energy for all of us in this lifetime is stirring up a lot of intense energies around our own authority, our own power, our own ability to take mastery over our lives, to take ownership over our lives, to look at where we've given that power away, to look at what we didn't know, to look at where we could have felt powerless. And we're in this cycle. I'm seeing this image of looking at yourself in the mirror. And the reflection in the mirror is who you were from 2012 to 2015. But then in the present moment, it's who you are today in 2019. These big energies that are being triggered that could feel like PTSD, that could feel very emotional, fearful. You could even feel it as simple annoyance or, you know, you just have that reaction to something you thought was complete. You're looking at it now from a higher level of consciousness. You are not that same person reflected back to you in the mirror. You are looking at where you were once unconscious and now you are more conscious. You are aware of what you have healed, how you've grown, what you've understood about yourself since that period of time. And it could be reassuring to know you're not meant to fight the past. Your energy is not meant to be pulled back into that time, that phase, that energy field. Because I'm getting the image of Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm falling backwards into the past. But that's the illusion. And so what you do is you then stand here firmly in this present moment, both feet on the ground, You call back all of your energy to you right now and you call it into your heart. North node in Cancer. You call it into your heart, into your stronger emotional body, and you call it into yourself with power, clarity, maturity, mastery. And I'm feeling like there's a rebirth, and that you're able to separate out. This is funny. I'm getting the image of spaghetti noodles. You're separating out the spaghetti noodles and saying there's two separate piles. Like, this is the pile that I am today. I'm a pile of noodles on the right, and this is the pile of noodles I was on the left. It's a separation of energies so that you don't get tangled up in where you were. And it's very easy to do. I feel like it's super unconscious. It's almost like you confine your mind thinking about something, someone, some experience, whatever, and you're like, why am I even thinking about that? Because it's so up in the collective right now. It's so high. And I'm feeling that there is now the support in your present moment self, your present higher consciousness self, to tell yourself what you learned. And so you are becoming very aware of what you learned, how you've shifted. And I think this takes some good conscious thought and some time to yourself to review this. And it's beautifully fitting with Mercury in Scorpio right now. And Mercury will be in Scorpio until December due to the upcoming Mercury retrograde that begins October 31st and lasts until November 20th. The retrograde is from 27 degrees of Scorpio back to 11 degrees. So Mercury is currently in the shadow zone, and we are becoming more aware of what we were working on. And I'm seeing it as power steps. So if you look at a staircase, you were at the lower place in your power, a lower step, and you've shifted and grown through the years, and now you're at a higher place. But there's a supportive review process, because you're safe and clear. That's what I'm hearing. Safe and clear, meaning you aren't that, the energies change so permanently that it's an illusion, that there's many things that are an illusion. And there is this beautiful grand trine happening right now in the water signs that work with this south node at 12 degrees of Cancer, still trining Neptune and Pisces at 16 degrees retrograde, and then working with both Venus and Mercury in Scorpio. This water grand trine is giving you intuitive understandings of what your soul needed to experience, because it's very intentional at a soul level to be on the planet during these big energies. It's very intentional. So you arrived here knowing that there would be these really high active energy periods and that you would be able to move through them. And so there is something here for you to understand about why my soul chose these energies, these themes to work on and work through. And that is a part of your power. So not only do we have this wonderful water grand trine, but it's creating a kite configuration with Saturn at 14 degrees of Capricorn. So Saturn in Capricorn is the point of the kite, and it's still conjunct that south node. So that's why the energy focus is going into the Saturn in Capricorn mastery. Now Saturn is now direct, moving forward. He's learned a lot about the commitments he made. And you know, Saturn conjunct the south node in Capricorn were soul commitments. These vows, even, and not, I don't just mean that in a marriage sense, but the vows that were taken, the promises, pledges, commitments that were made at a soul level to complete a karmic cycle. Wow. So many of us, you have completed a huge karmic cycle for your soul, for many patterns throughout many lifetimes, and it's still winding down. You know, things are completing. The energy is still tight, is what I'm feeling. There's a tightness here, but it's a clarity, though. It's a clarity. It's like there were these commitments made that have been fulfilled, and you could find yourself understanding what those were. You could get flashbacks to other lifetimes or experiences, relationships, places on the planet. You could be getting many flashbacks that are other lifetimes where the same theme was active. This is such a deep energy. And it's moving through with this Water Grand Trine and the kite configuration with Saturn and Capricorn points the attention, points the energy at right here. Take responsibility now. Take responsibility for what you committed to at a lower level of consciousness that is no longer who you are. Because now you're two piles of spaghetti, right? You've untangled some of the noodles. And so it's understanding how there's been this I'm hearing put it to rest. And that's part of our assignment during this Mercury retrograde, and how we allow ourselves to be at peace in a new way. So this reminds me of a very Libra story. So the sun is in Libra, right? And this energy is all about diplomacy, objectivity, peacemaking, harmony, balance, how you're balancing out the past 6 months, essentially, in a full cycle of astrology, right? That's 12 months. We're at the midpoint, and we're balancing out and looking at what needs to be balanced from the past 6 months. However, every Libra energy is balancing out all of our energy fields across all lifetimes and all spectrums of energy. So we're coming into a new balance with ourselves. That's the support of Libra. We have the sun in Libra and we have Mars in Libra. And Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is in Scorpio, which adds more of that emotional depth and intensity of wanting to go into the it's like the cave, because Scorpio loves to be underground and is private and wants to be hidden at times. But this is the understanding that there's more than meets the eye. There's more layers to be worked through, to be felt, to be honored, and ultimately to be loved and to be accepted. But this can be difficult when it's not consciously done. So this reminds me of a very interesting time in history, Egyptian history, during the 19th dynasty, when Ramses II was in power, and he became pharaoh at a young age. It was often the middle teenage years when they would take the throne. He was the second Ramses, and he was very much a warrior. And so during this 19th dynasty, there was a lot of turmoil and fighting over the land in Egypt. This is the case for many, many centuries of fighting over land, because land was resources and power. Land was territory. You know, land meant a lot. And so this young pharaoh was accustomed to going to war. He was a trained warrior. He had his armies. And he knew that he had to go defend his boundaries of his country, defend his turf. And there were different types of countries that he would have to battle. And they all spoke different languages, and they didn't always understand each other. So very dynamic period. The most formidable enemy was the Hittites. And they were big, and they had a lot of power, and they were encroaching on Egyptian territory. And so Ramses had two wives in order to have more heirs to the kingdom. And he was ready to go to battle, but he was very strategic. And he strategized that the army would break up, and you know, the first army would go out there and wear out the Hittites, and the second army would come, and so on. But what unfolded was that that first army went out to do battle, and it turns out that the Hittites were very tired and worn out from all the wars they've been fighting. And the general came back to Ramses and said, "We have a message for you from the Hittites." And he was caught off guard because he was expecting to go to war. And he opened up this sheet of paper, and on it was a message in a language he couldn't understand. One of his wives was able to interpret the language. And essentially it said, "Let's not fight over the land. We'll go our way. You go your way. We'll keep the borders as is." Of course, I'm summarizing here. What this was the very first documented peace treaty. It was the very first time a truce was declared. And as you can imagine, this was foreign. This was a foreign concept to an army, to cultures that were used to going to war. And they didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know if they could believe it, if they were meant to say yes, and then the Hittites would come back and strike at night or come back the next day. It was new turf in these long-term, ongoing wars. And they accepted it. Ramses II accepted this truce, and there was peace. There hadn't been this kind of peace. They were always on edge. They were always expecting the next attack. And this was, as I said, the first documented peace treaty. It is a paper that I believe is held in New York at the United Nations. And it's an understanding that you can have peace despite the differences, despite when other people want something that you have. And it was a brand new experience for both cultures. So the reason why I'm sharing this story is that you are being guided to declare peace and truce with yourself in a new area of your life that has perhaps felt very warlike. You are energetically supported in practicing this peace within yourself. It's an inner job, an inner process, because you're now at a higher level of consciousness than you were. You are wiser about your energy, and perhaps something has shifted for you about your time on this planet. Capricorn is time. Saturn is time. Saturn in Capricorn is saying you only have so much time. And it's a reminder of what you're choosing, what you're responsible for, what you're committing to. And ultimately, mastery of self is mastery of energy. Mastery of your own energy requires doing something new and different that demonstrates how you are new and different, how you have grown, how you've healed, how you've moved through something, and that you declare it finished. You declare it done. You declare a truce within yourself. And this could simply even be a truce around how you respond or how you view something. It could be a truce that allows you to feel peace around what was, as well as peace with what is. So where are you ready to honor that in yourself and to allow a new energetic balance to set in? This is part of how we're moving into the next decade. It's also related to the light of this planet, the light that's on the earth now that has been growing, dividing, multiplying, exponentially blooming. There is more light on the planet now. And we're meant to be at peace and feel a harmony because of the bigger energy cycles that are happening right now. As many of you know, there's a very deep, intense spiritual war happening on the planet, and it involves the dark and the light, you know, just to use very basic vernacular. The dark and the light. And the light is winning. And what is happening is that there have been these downloads and these infusions of light as more people awaken. The Great Awakening, right? The Great Awakening, the bigger picture of what's been happening on the planet. And you can consciously contribute to that by focusing on what is complete for you emotionally, to find that neutral point within yourself. Although, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, that could be hard right now with a lot being triggered or a lot being stirred up and rising up that you thought was done or complete. And then you're getting flashbacks. You're feeling yourself being pulled down that rabbit hole. You have these emotions coming up that you thought you had moved through. All of this is very normal right now because you're being guided to now move the energy through you, allow it to move through, and arrive at a balance point of harmony that sends this energy signal back to your soul. Like, it sends a message at a very high frequency that you've completed these contracts, pledges, or promises that you made at a soul level. It feels very beautiful. It feels like there is a recognition. There's a recognition of how hard it's been, that it's been very difficult for some of you, that it's worked with the pillars of your life. And that was probably really unexpected. And that there was a lot of shakeups and changes throughout perhaps many areas of your life. And it feels like there is a huge graduation and completion energy coming in that supports you. Now, this is also building as Saturn in Capricorn is approaching an exact sextile to Neptune in Pisces at 16 degrees retrograde. And this energy is allowing you to see how far you've come, to feel that mastery at a soul level, at a spiritual level. And I'm feeling it as support for building the next dream. Moving forward, going forward. You know there's no going back. You know there's no turning back. There's nothing for you back there, right? It's sort of like there wouldn't be anything satisfying because of how much has changed, how much has shifted. And there are new visions and new dreams coming in that are going to connect and be supportive of the soul mission work, of what you are uniquely designed to do. Now, Saturn will make an exact sextile to Neptune November 8th, 9th, and 10th. So we're building up to this energy now. Saturn's moving direct, Neptune's in reverse. And this is a energy that also lets you clear out more karma. It's another completion energy. And it could be that you're revisiting something for the third and final time. There is a sense of the new vision, the new dream taking form, taking shape, coming together, things connecting. There's a lot happening here that's flowing you forward. And it's happening in the water signs. It's also happening with this Saturn in Capricorn. And it feels like that completion energy is strong, but it comes from within you. It comes from within you around how you've grown and shifted and changed. So the sun finishes up in Libra over this next week, and the sun will enter Scorpio on October 23rd, and this will be at 1:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, so it'll be different depending on your place on the planet. And we go into Scorpio season. The sun enters Scorpio after Mercury and Venus have already been there. So we have this overlap of Libra and Scorpio energies right now that's helping us get into what we really feel. And I feel like there's such a beautiful energy with this Mercury retrograde. I mean, I feel like there's going to be so much clearing out, so much that's released, so much that is done. We don't always say that it's going to be a supportive Mercury retrograde, but this one is. This one is. It has to do with Mercury in Scorpio working with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, working with Neptune in Pisces, working with Venus in Scorpio, and then will be a little connection with that, with the nodes. I guess I'm feeling like there's going to be wrapping up, a completion, a powerful understanding, and then a new way forward that just flows. I mean, I'm feeling like all the work that has been happening this year, and I know it's been a lot, it's been an intense time for many. There's this support here at a spiritual soul level that you got it. You got something. It clicked. It connected. You were able to access more answers, more understanding, more healing. And it's given you so much in your spiritual growth. Now, that's part of this too, is that you can feel it and sense it. And this is the energy of the water signs. There's been a ton of spiritual growth and development. There's been so much healing. But you might not see it in your life in terms of the real world, but you feel it. You feel different in a way that could be hard to put into words, but you feel it within you, and it's the energetics of it. It's the energetics of it that are quite strong and dynamic. I'm feeling like this end of Libra season is showing you more about your relationship with yourself than ever before, and that is also what's being reflected in relationship changes and people that you work with, that you partner with, that you relate to. This is not only personally, but professionally. This is the understanding that you could be at peace at a spiritual level. And I'm feeling it again, like that higher self knowingness, that a big transition has unfolded. You're moving into new territory. There's new starts happening, new beginnings, new directions. A lot that's come through that you can't deny in yourself. And everything else just shrinks. I see this shrinking. What was that movie? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Where, you know, everything gets shrunk down. The understanding that the energies, it's like people are turning into little Lego characters. They're shrinking down for you energetically in a way that maybe you didn't think was possible. I mean, it could have been that there was one person or many people that always you were in battle with or felt a disconnect with, or they were really testing you, really trying you. It just was nonstop. It was this relentless energy of struggle or pain or something really big. I'm feeling like those are the people who are connected with these soul commitments, these soul contracts that you've completed, and now they shrink into these little Lego characters. So what? They're like 2 inches, 3 inches high. They're not their normal size to you anymore energetically. They're not making that connection. There isn't the impact. There's just a lot that's changed. And you're not meant to go back. You're not meant to repeat patterns. And you certainly don't want to start new karma with them. There's a lot of people that you might feel, I can't interact with them. Okay. A few weeks ago, perhaps months ago, we talked about the Ho'oponopono prayer. And I feel like what is happening now I'm just hearing a really powerful phrase, which is, may you go in peace. May you go in peace. And this could be something you say to yourself. but I feel like it's meant to be energy you offer to others. May you go in peace. May you go on your path in peace. May you go about your life in peace. May everything between us be at peace. And to practice this energy within yourself. And it could be that you have an interaction or a conversation or something comes up with them, and then you end it with, may you go in peace, in yourself, right? In your own brain. There is the energy of completion here, because cycles are ending, karma is completing, things are happening. Things are ending for those who have chosen to move forward on their path and on their journey of consciousness. Not everyone is moving forward. Not everyone is choosing this. Not everybody will choose this in this lifetime. Some people are going to have three more lifetimes of the same battles, or they're going to be stuck in this loop that is their right. It's their soul's choice. They can do whatever they want. You know, they can stay in an energy or in a healing theme for as long as they want. This is about letting yourself go with peace and in peace, creating that truce, creating that understanding that your power is in your choices. Your power is in your decisions. And I feel like this is needed for thousands/millions of us, because this is where we are activating peace on the planet, and we are contributing to this spiritual warfare that is going to be playing out through the 3D for years. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the 3D, and that's a different timeline than those who have come to a higher understanding and completion around what you've been learning and healing at a soul level. So there is certainly this split. There are different experiences being had. And you know, for all the things we say about the strong astrology of 2020 and the very strong astrology of the next decade, it's also going to be very fortuitous years for many people, because you're rising up. You're not stuck in those same karmic loops and energies. You're rising into this whole new experience of creating your dreams and creating the life you want. So there's a rising up here that's going to be beneficial for many, many people. And that's your choice to make that. You know, that's your choice to say, yes, I'm going there. I'm doing that. And I feel powerful doing so. And that power is going to come in as Venus in Scorpio sextiles Saturn in Capricorn at 14 degrees on October 20th, and then Venus in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces at 16 degrees on October 21st. We have strong commitment energies happening over this next week. What are you committing to? What are you choosing that's best for your soul's path and your soul's mission? And that's where you're going to feel the energy rise, and where you're going to see some really awesome new manifestations, new opportunities, new arrivals, new. And it's going to feel like a success. I mean, I'm feeling like there's this confidence building energy coming in, because again, the Lego people are no longer connecting with your energy in the same way or at the same level or for the same intensity. So there's been this huge shift, and I feel like October and November are going to open doors for people who have stepped into this place of your soul's power, and of your human power and your personal power. Okay, so there is a lot here that requires us to keep moving forward, to not fall backwards down that rabbit hole of the past, to be complete with what was and what is. And one thing I'm hearing right now is that it's very rare for soul lessons or karma or deep experiences to complete perfectly. In other words, they don't. They don't complete perfectly. There's jagged edges, there's frayed endings, there's things that can feel choppy. The perfection is in how you give yourself a piece about it. And then your intention to offer energetic peace to yourself or to a situation or to another. May you go in peace. May you go in peace. May you know peace. May I know peace. These are some simple phrases you can repeat to yourself that may also settle down your own energy field, settle down your emotional body, and remind you that peace is a choice and it is an option right now that could feel easier than before. Whereas before, it could have been no way, there's too much to do, you know, you're really in it. But now there is an option for peace that's strongly supported. So we have quite a lovely ending to Libra season. And next week, I will be back on Wednesday with another podcast episode for you as we embark on the beginning of Scorpio season and we talk about the upcoming Scorpio new moon, which also has a lot of magic to it. It feels quite beautiful and healing. I'll also be back next Monday with another special guest. Erica Elmitz will be here, and I'm so excited to talk with her again about various themes that are coming up for us as we are growing. And Erica's going to share more of what she's learned about divine feminine, divine masculine, being a starseed, the healing themes right now, and what we can really move into as this decade ends. So thank you so much for joining me. As always, I appreciate your time, presence, and energy. You can find out more about me below this podcast. And for those who have asked, yes, you can still enroll for the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology Program with the discount code POWERFUL, and you can receive the full program for only $22. And that is below this podcast as well if you want to learn about 2020 in your world. Okay, thank you so much for joining me today. A lot to do, so I'm going to move on to my next task, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Many blessings, and may you go in peace.